those who knew Washington saw that he had a sense of purpose and a quality of leadership that set him apart. On June 15th, when Congress needed someone to command the Continental Army, Washington was the unanimous choice. Observed biographer Douglas Freeman, "Everything about Washington suggested the commander: his height, bearing, flawless proportions, composure, and the ability to create confidence." A month after his nomination, Washington took command of the troops, devoting the next few months training a 14,000-man army of undisciplined provincials. Although many of the military campaigns were conducted by other generals, Washington was responsible for the overall direction of the war. Decisive battles followed one after another.